Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hang in there.
All right. You and me both. Thank God it's Friday, right?
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know that you were talking with Pearl, and she does a great job explaining the outline of the program, but I did want to go over pricing and details with you, but also to ensure it would be a good fit for your business too. So, I understand that you separated from a partner, right? Originally started in Arizona, correct? Okay. And now you're in Colorado. So, I did a quick search just for the company by name, just to kind of see where in Highlands Ranch you have like online presence. I did see the Google business profile with 22 reviews. Good job on that, by the way. I also believe there's a website attached there that, yep, there it is. Okay, perfect. And then there's also Facebook, right? Because I found a Facebook, but it said relocated to Arizona.
Oh no!
From,
I
oh
shouldn't
no,
say
this
that.
was, no. I'm
Oh,
sorry, I just
relocating
opened it
from
up.
Arizona. Okay.
Yeah, from Arizona. Yeah, when I opened it up, then I was able to read the rest because I'm like, I saw Arizona relocated, but once I opened it, then I could read the rest of it. So it has relocated from Arizona to Denver area. Okay, perfect. Great job on this. Did you create this yourself, the Facebook page?
Yes, I did.
Awesome work. Awesome work. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
And then I see also a couple other directories. Now, I know that you mentioned, I mean, you guys sometimes go nationwide, right? But on an average,
That's
do you
correct.
kind of keep it within a 50-mile radius or so?
Yeah, we like to stay local as much as we can.
Local. Okay.
The bigger jobs are nationwide, but yeah.
Well, and if it makes money, then it makes sense, right? But kind of keeping it more local within a 50-mile radius would be sufficient for you, would you say?
Absolutely.
Okay. The Google Business Profile, now, is there someone that's managing that currently for you, or is that something you're doing on your own?
I have a GoDaddy as my hosting, and then I
Okay.
have Broadly to help out kind of with my online presence, I guess, but I don't know.
You said Broadleaf is what it's called?
No, Broadly.
Oh,
There's an L on
Broadleaf.
it. Just Broadly. Yeah.
Okay. And they're a marketing company that
I
you're
believe
currently
so.
using?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see. 'Cause usually I kind of know who's usually like us. Are they doing any type of Facebook ad campaigns
I
for
don't
you?
believe so. I just do my own. I just do my own Facebook ad
Okay.
campaign for like, I don't know, like $1 a day or something. I don't know, something like
How do you
that.
like it? How's your experience been?
To be honest, I've only got like a couple people that have said they found us on Facebook, and a couple people saying they found us on what was it? Google, and a couple
Okay.
people saying Yelp. So.
Okay. Okay. Has a lot of your work been more mainly word of mouth?
I believe so.
Okay. Okay. Well, and I appreciate you sharing this with me. I mean, I'm not trying to interrogate you. I'm trying to figure out what would be the best option for you because we offer several packages. I'm kind of leaning towards our, it's what we call our platinum package. It includes both Google and Facebook marketing. Primarily, we're reaching out to you, Michael, because we have this position that just opened up within our company for your category on the first page of Google. And really what we're looking for right now is a business that's a good fit and qualifies. You're qualified because of the Google Business Profile having those amazing reviews, right? You got the website, you got the Facebook page. I don't see anything negative about your company, which tells me you offer a quality service. And I think, you know, at the very least, we both agree on that, right? And
Thank you.
so that's the kind of company we're looking to work with. So if we were to start working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, what we do is we close out the category, which would mean that we're not working with anyone else in your territory who's offering those same services. Now, the reason for that really is to ensure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far?
I absolutely agree.
Okay. Now, the way that we do things here, Michael, we set it up where it is a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month, and there's absolutely no contracts. So we don't charge you per call. We don't charge you per job or per click. Now, with this platinum package that I'm offering you, what it's going to include is the first page placement on Google. So it would be us optimizing that profile that you have now to the first page and maintaining it there by your keywords and search terms. We also do a profile on Bing, so you're listed on Bing as well. And then we do Facebook advertising. So the difference with us doing the Facebook ads is that you're not incurring click fees. Like right now, as you're managing it, you're being charged per click, right? And you're having to manage it on your own. When we're doing it, we're providing it to you within our flat rate. So you're not going to incur the cost per click, and we manage it for you. Now, with Facebook ads, what we do is we can manage it to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. They'll reach as far as 50 miles, okay? And it's a click-to-call. No additional click fees. In addition, we make sure that your website's always attached. We're not going to tinker with it, and we cover the mobile platform, which basically covers anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet that they can still find you listed on the first page. Pretty much the package that I'm going to be offering you, it covers all of your bases, and I'm going to actually discount it for you. I'm adding this credit. She put you in for an established business because we're considering from when you originally had started the business back in Arizona, right, and the years in the industry. So what you would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month with just a one-time $99 setup fee. So basically, your initial investment would be $398 to get it started, and then $299 every month after that. No additional click fees, no taxes. I mean, that is a true flat rate that you're grandfathered in for as long as you're with us. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, no matter how many times they click on that Facebook ad, right, you're still paying that same flat rate.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions so far?
So I have to contact Broadly because I'm paying them $150 a month.
Uh-huh.
When I hired them, it was really weird because I had so many phone calls.
Yeah.
I was just blasting with phone calls, but I could not keep everybody in line or in order of what
right.
they were going to do or you know, what they could do.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to have a meeting with them. They're supposed to be calling me on my monthly, you know, meeting.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be today. And I'm trying to figure out what they actually do for me because I'm still not on the front page of Google.
Yeah. And let me kind of explain. So Broadly is, it's spelled B-R-O-A-D-L-Y, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So if it's what I've found, okay, basically, it's like what they do. Did they build your website, or you did that on your own?
So I purchased the website from someone else. I got the domain
okay.
from GoDaddy.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I purchased it from my AIO, built that site. And then I transferred over to, what was it, Rotate Digital. I used to have them in Arizona, but they really – dropped the ball on me. I think it's because I'm not a local guy anymore or something. I don't
uh-huh.
know. There was no security. And so everything that my people were, or I would send a client.
It was like open for people.
Information.
Yeah,
it was like
to
a phishing.
Grab the information. Yeah. They were able to.
Right. And it
information.
Popped up as a phishing site. And so they didn't have any security. So I dumped them. I went over to GoDaddy because they told me they can give me for
the
$300.
SSL certificate.
I can get the,
yes.
Yeah, I can get the all of that for the whole year. And I was paying $1,200 over there. They didn't have any security. So I transferred over to GoDaddy again
uh-huh.
for hosting. Broadly, like I said, I don't even remember what they said they were going to be doing for me.
Well,
I was hoping it was going to be
up.
First page with Google.
Yeah, I actually looked them up, right? So you set up, and let me just clarify with you. So you set up the Google business profile. Did you ever add them on as managers? On your profile?
Yeah, I think I had to.
Okay. How long ago did you sign up with them?
I think it's been at least 4 months, 5 months.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, you should be on the first page already. So I'm going to just look up.
It only takes 90 days with TOPS.
TOPS, I could tell you, like us, we always give the timeline to our clients. We give them 45 to 60 days for first page placement. And that's with adding us on as managers. That's the safe timeline we give. And I'll tell you, Michael, we can give that timeline only because, okay, we're a Google channel partner. We're not Google. Okay, so be very clear on that. We're not Google. We're a Google channel partner. That means that we've met Google's requirements, so they allow us to combine our services with their advertising. I'm looking up broadly. I don't see anywhere that they do on their website where it says that they do. I mean, it shows that they basically help more with the help of AI designed to local service businesses, simple to set up and integrate seamlessly into your existing workflow so that you can focus on doing your jobs. I'm reading what they have, right?
So what does that really mean to the layman's terms for me?
That's what I would say for myself, too, because I'm just reading what it says. So basically, in a nutshell, I don't see anywhere on here that they do any type of Google marketing. Like, I see that it's more of like the AI type of marketing part of it, but not anything really with optimizing, which is what you want to look for, someone who's optimizing your Google business profile. I don't see anywhere on here, like, they have Google reviews, but I mean, what good does that do if they're not?
I know. I get the email that I got a Google review before they send it to me. Yeah.
And it says that they have, I mean, it says local SEO. So let me explain to you what local SEO is. Okay. The local map section of Google, that's only going to put you within your zip code where you're verified, and it's only going to target 5 to 10 miles. Now, in order for you to target outside of that, you got to be running Facebook ads or Google ads, okay? They're not doing your social media, obviously, because you're running your own Facebook ads. So if you're paying them $150, I could tell you right now, all they're focusing on is the local. And they're not even, they don't even have you on the first page. Like, I literally right now just looked up movers, right? And all I typed in was, and I'm going to do it again right now, Highlands Ranch. I'm in Cali, so I have to put Highlands Ranch, Colorado, just so that way it gives me the search results as if I'm in your area, right? And when I do that, I don't see you anywhere on the first page. Nowhere.
I know.
And it's been 4 months.
I know. When I opened up in Arizona, we hit the ground running. I had so many jobs. I was hiring right off the bat. I was scrambling for people. It was crazy how fast it happened.
Yeah, like I see
Colorado here. I can't find anybody that can do their job. It seems like I've already fired like 3 people that said they can get me on the. You know, I got my license in June of in Colorado for I think it was like 21. And
yeah,
I slowly but surely been trying to just pocket some money and you know trying to build a website and stuff. But now it's. Now it's like, come on, guys.
If you figure 4 months, you've already invested $600 with them. And it kind of sounds like you haven't even recouped what you've invested. Like right now, if I'm looking for a moving company right there where you're at in Highlands Ranch, I'm getting Checkmate Moving and Storage, Cowboy Moving, Colorado Moving.
Yeah.
Who else is coming up here? These other guys are part of the Google guarantee.
You hit the main 2 guys there. I see their truck everywhere, and Cowboy's been here the longest.
And I also see Affordable Moving and Storage is another one. Transport Moving, Move for Less, 2 guys, no truck, Moving Labor. I'm like, I trip out on the game.
Yeah, I don't know.
Galt Moving, Bailey's Moving and Storage. I mean, these are the guys that I'm seeing.
I was a manager
right
there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was the manager there. I was only there for 6 weeks. They hired me in. I started training, and overhead came down 30%, and production was up 30%. And the guy that was there for 20 years was like,
right.
They backdoored me. He was like, he's going to be this guy. Get him out of here. Yeah.
Are you serious?
On New Year's.
I knew you the day before New
Year's.
Wow,
because you were making it look bad? Why, because you were working harder?
Yeah. Well, no, because I just made them speak. They're like, hey, if you implement these things and you get everybody on the same page, that they're not contradicting each other. Everybody's
right.
Got a protocol here. If you got a protocol, it's going to run like an internet. It's going to go.
Right.
Go fast as the flow. And he was, you know, he was just training this person that one thing or this. No, train them all everything. Train them everything. Why? Because if this guy doesn't show up, I can have this guy come in and take his spot. You know?
Right.
It just makes sense to me. And,
right.
Yeah, they let me go. I actually moved out here for a different moving company just to be a manager because I just didn't want to have to run a business right away. And they closed their doors within 6 weeks. I had just found my place. I had just signed a lease. I was in a hotel for forever. And then the next morning, he was like, I need you to call and tell everybody that not to come in on Monday. Why is that? We got this job, that job. He goes, no, we shut down. We took all the trucks and everything last night. We moved to Utah.
No way.
I said, well, you call them because I don't even work for you anymore, man. I'm like, shit, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, my gosh.
So Colorado,
that's crazy.
Really rough. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. What a bummer. But, I mean, hey, look at, you're succeeding, right, with your business so far.
Right now, I don't have anything for the month of February. I have one
okay.
Job on the 18th. That's it. And so my guys, I told them, hey, I'm sorry. So they're looking for other jobs. I just got hired on a different moving company to kind of keep, you know, the food on the
table. To kind of stay afloat. Yeah.
Right. And it's embarrassing. The shirt I have to wear looks like a kid's, you know, birthday party. It's got a horse on it with a thumbs up and it looks very childish. I don't know.
Are you talking about the moving company?
Yeah.
That's
a little bit.
Oh,
yeah, their truck break down. They sent you out with like equipment that's just outdated. Their blankets have got holes in them. I'm like, and they only give you like 10 of them. I'm like, dude, I need like a house. You know, I want to pad wrap everything, dude. Like, not just one thing.
So funny to say that my brother-in-law just recently moved. He moved from one. Well, he owned a mobile home, and then him and his girlfriend moved in together, and they hired a moving company, right? Granted, it was one of the hottest days of the year in the summer, but fact of the matter was is that these guys, I don't know what moving company it was, but they basically said we're only hired for 8 hours, and because some of the stuff wasn't even moved, and they asked them, like, hey, there's still stuff at the mobile home that you guys haven't moved into our house. Do you know that they left everything in their garage for them to move themselves? They broke one of the TVs. They cracked my brother-in-law's TV. It was like the screen was done. There's a couple other boxes that were damaged. They just like threw everything in the garage. And they're like, wait a minute. They're like, nope, after 8 o'clock, we're done. 8 hours. And they're like, what?
Yeah,
so they called the moving company.
They start flowing.
Yeah. And they said, what's up with this? And the moving company is like, oh, that's not true. And he's like, they didn't even move everything out. And they charged them outrageous. He said, and you guys did a horrible job. Like, he's like, dude, it was just, they had everything boxed, everything, like, you know, my brother-in-law and his
labeled,
girlfriend, they had labeled what room and whatever. And they said, nope, we're 8 hours and we're already reaching, so everything's going in your garage.
Wow.
Crazy, right? He's like, yeah, I'm
going
to do that.
Never
that's
since,
insane. Yeah, so... Wow, what a bummer.
And that's why I opened up my own moving company, too, is because I've worked for these companies, and they just hide behind a desk if something gets broken or something. They don't even train their people to properly lift or anything, safety-wise.
Yeah.
And they just hide behind their desk. I worked for College Hunts, and he was like, hey, I need you to make a tough phone call. I said, what's that? He said, well, they broke something, and I need you to tell them that we just can't do anything about it. I said, you know, and... It was just put me in a bad spot. I was actually the sales rep, and then he transferred me into the operations manager because he saw
know,
my potential and everything. And then it was just bad news after that. And I actually got a UTI. I almost died in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
The guy didn't even The guy didn't even pay me. He said I was lying, and I sent him a picture with me with all these tubes and stuff. You know, it was a bad experience for this guy.
Wow.
You know, and
so
I worked for a different moving company out in Arizona where they had a couple guys have heat stroke, and the owner is just in the AC, and I was like, are you going to go visit them or anything? Like, are you going to even show that you're going to send them a card or anything? Come
something?
Yeah, so wow. I opened up for the movers. Because it is a brutal job. I mean, you're physically doing this every. No one likes moving. Imagine doing it every day. It's
yeah,
just a wear and tear on your body.
I was just going to say, it's wear and tear on your body. And if you lift wrong, you could throw out your back.
Yep.
You could, you know, bust a knee or whatever. Then you're dealing with people's stuff. Some of the stuff's very fragile. So it's kind of stressful too. I get that.
So I'm on every job, personally.
Uh huh. Just to make sure things are getting done right.
Right. It's good right now, but then I started to feel fatigued myself, and I started letting my guys take, you know, the reins on it and stuff like that. And the quality of work started to get watered down, if you ask me. So I need to get enough work where I can hire better guys that are going to take initiative. I'm not trying to down my guys. They just have their limits. You know, they're not.
No, of course.
Yeah. So, but for me to get that guy like me or somebody I can groom into me to be my right hand, I need to have established work, like consistent work. And that's the issue.
Yeah.
I don't have the money or the funds to do that. I'm barely making ends meet. I've been paying my rent, to be honest, full disclosure, 2 months late, and I barely make it by the last day where I have to pay $5,000, you know, and then I pay my rent, and then I go 2 months behind on my truck payment, and then I pay my truck payment, and then I go
so like you're playing
behind.
Catch up.
So I've been juggling.
You're like
oh, yeah,
playing
I've
catch up.
Been
yeah, I get
so
that.
Hard.
I've been there before. I understand. You know, what I could do is this, and I don't know if it'll help you because I'm sure – I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming maybe the price might be a little much for you, right? One of the things that I can do, but I would rather run this by you first before I even ask my manager, you know, just out of respect, I would want to run it by you. They give me, it's 2 credits a month that I can use for a friend or a family member that might want to promote their business on Google, right? I mean, obviously we have to have an available position for them for their specific industry. I never use mine only because everyone I know, they're either retired or they already work for like a company, right? They're not like running their own business. Other than my aunt who caters, but hers is more word of mouth, people referring her. Marketing, this type of marketing don't work for her. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to food and caterers, you know, it's a whole different niche. But anyways, if I get that approval for you to offer it to you at my friends and family rate, you would come in at my rate. I mean, I'm not going to tell him you're my long lost cousin or something. You know what I mean? I'll be pretty straightforward with him about it. But what it would do for you is it would completely waive the setup fee. So you would be saving $99 there, right? And instead of you paying $299 a month, it would drop it down to $249. That's still with everything included in that platinum package as well as the Facebook ads. Now, keeping in mind that package, since we would be running Facebook ads, you don't need to run them on your end because we would be actually running them ourselves in that package. So it's going to kind of save you a little bit of money there because we don't want you investing more, right, if we're already managing them. But, I mean, that's what you would be looking at is $249. So you would be grandfathered into that rate through my friends and family. I don't know, would that help you more? Or you tell me, Michael, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, anything that save on would be great. I'm looking at my funds right now, and I'm looking at the only job I got for February is the 18th right now. Yelp dropped me because I couldn't pay them their bills. And their jobs, it was okay. I mean, but it wasn't paying them off. Basically, the jobs I was getting, it was just like labor only, like move a couch upstairs or
you know,
down to the basement or, you know.
You're like, I need a whole house to move. You know, that's what I want.
Yeah, and my guys would come in and they would work 2 hours and then they would go home. 2 hours a day is not, you know, so, and they're saying I owe them like $3,200 for 3 months. I'm like, man, this is.
Oh my gosh. Cause they, yeah. You were probably, sounds like you were doing the Yelp ads, which is pretty much what they do. Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing, and I want to be super transparent with you. Okay. That's just the way I operate. So we'll ask you, right, to stick it out 2 months. Okay. We call it a 2 month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time if you felt like, hey, you know, I just can't do it anymore or I'm good or whatever the case may be, right? As long as you call three business days, excuse me, before your billing is due, you won't incur the charge, right? But I do want to be transparent that we'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. Okay. Cause as you know, none of this happens overnight. I mean, you're looking at about, I'm still going to stick to the 45 to 60 days, although it could happen sooner for you, and I've seen where it has. I would rather under-promise and over-deliver, if that makes sense. Your Facebook ads, I mean, those are up and running within the 7 to 14 days, and those can already start generating phone calls for you because they appear when someone performs a search on Google for your services, and then they're on their Facebook page is how they're retargeted. So I've seen people have great success with Facebook ads. But again, you wouldn't be incurring any click fees with that, okay? It would be just a flat $249 a month.
That would, you guys would take care of my Facebook stuff and my Google.
We would take care of the Google business profile, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there. You're going to have the content creation on Bing as well, which is another platform that's utilized. We're also going to be running the Facebook advertising. So, like, we won't be posting on your Facebook page, which I still encourage you to do that, especially, like, hey, post, like, a special for the month or whatever. We could run those Facebook ads even to hire, like, if you're looking to hire guys, you know, say later on down the road you want to run an ad hire, we can do that ad for you as well. You can run an ad for a promotion. People are getting their taxes. People are having to move. You know, leases are up. They're having to find a new place. They're going to need a mover. Because I'll tell you this. When my cousin moved, it took my Suburban, her car, and her dad's truck, and we had to make 3 trips. It was not the business.
Sure.
I was like, this is really hard. Should have just hired somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have just pitched in and gotten movers for you because it would have been done with a shot. You know what I mean? It was kind of a pain.
Yeah.
I was wiped out by the end of the day. I was like, I couldn't even move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
with
like,
the right manpower, we average about 6 hours for a full move. And we're talking like, you know, big house, you know, 5,000 square foot house.
That's
you can
good.
In 6 to 8 hours with the right man crew, you know.
Now, imagine if you're asking all your
cheap.
Cousins and everybody to help you out. That's not, it's going to take a long time. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's really good. 6 hours.
I also have a YouTube commercial.
Oh, you do? Nice.
Yeah, but it says Santan Valley, Arizona, and that's the problem. I need to figure out how to dumb that out and put and do. But I would like to have that added to my page. I don't know if that's something that you guys do, or I'll have to talk to you about that.
To add the YouTube, you should be able
like
to add your link somewhere.
Like
there should be a way for you to add a little link on your Google website. I've seen some that have even the Instagram. So on there, in your Google business profile, you should be able to add links. That'll take them to your other sites where you have content as well.
Or, I mean, like even on my Facebook page or whatnot.
You should be able to, yeah. You could even do a post and put a link within the post on your Facebook page.
Okay. And I could probably Google how to do that. Okay.
Yeah, it should be really simple.
So, what do you need from me today to start? Programming something
it would be what I would need from you. We would just only charge you the $249 to get it started, right? The first month. You and I are going to verify the business information, just kind of go over like your services, the areas of target, What we do is schedule a client interview with the technician, and that's where the real magic is going to happen, Michael, because in the client interview, they're going to talk to you about your keywords, your search terms, the Facebook ads. That appointment is a little bit longer. I just scheduled it. So, to be honest with you, if you have the ability, and if we have enough for it as well, that's where we're going to be moving to. Okay? And that's
I don't mean to interrupt real quick, but
it's okay.
Real quick, I have not heard any of that. It was all just choppy. Is there a better number you can call me from? Or?
Yeah, was it choppy right now? Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can now, yeah. Okay. It was all really like every other word was coming in, sorry.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like it cut out too for a minute. Okay, so basically, you and I set the account, right? Verifying your business information. Across the board.
Can you call me back? It's still doing it. I'm having a really hard time.
I'll call you back.
Make you out.
Okay.
Please do. Thank you. Please do.